Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 12th, a reflection on Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming, by Professor Lynn Marie Combe, Professor of Family Law at Regent University School of Law. Quote, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." End quote. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. This tune is a traditional German melody from the 16th century. Resembling a Renaissance madrigal, the earliest source of this old and unusual Christmas carol is a manuscript dating between 1582 and 1588. Originally a hymn, it develops Isaiah's prophecy concerning the rose from the stem of Jesse later in Isaiah chapters 11 and 35, but is begun here in Isaiah 7 with the incarnation prophecy. Using the blooming of a rose to represent the coming of Christ, the imagery is stunningly profound. For centuries before the song appeared, the rose had been used as a symbol for Christ and sometimes for Mary, particularly in her direct and immediate obedience to God in bearing his son. Emphasizing the humanity of Christ through his mother, Mary, is contrasted with his deity as Savior and King of glory. Rooted in Scripture and the Christmas story in Luke 2, 1-20, through his human birth, Christ is connected to the family of King David from the stem of Jesse, David's father. Indeed, quote, "As men of old have sung, it came a flower bright amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the night," end quote. We all love the extraordinary beauty of the rose, and the lovely fragrance it offers as well. It cheers even a winter table. The flower is therefore a fitting picture of the multiple levels of magnificent beauty revealed in our Savior. This Christmas, allow his ever-blooming beauty and bouquet to fill your home for his glory. Let's pray. My dear Savior and Lord, thank you for giving yourself as an offering and a sacrifice to God for me. I adore you. Amen.